This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the vibe this morning on this beautiful Friday morning? It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's the Vibe Check. Hit us up, guys, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you. Breeze, our friends,
they're coming,
they're in both
here.
Doors, huh?
They're pouring in both doors. Mimi's here, said vibes are up. My toes look great from yesterday's pedicure, and I'm heading to a 6 a.m. spin class.
That's all. Oh,
gotta
man.
Keep that body healthy, too. Pop off, Mimi.
That's what's up.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. Harvest Festival in SOTUS is tomorrow. And my friend Rose and I and niece Bree's birthday, we're going to go there, celebrate. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
I had an Aunt Rose growing up. She smoked a pack of Camels a day. She lived to 94. They even let her smoke in the nursing home. She was a national treasure.
Oh, Rose. All right.
Rest in peace. You don't meet too many roses today.
No, you do not. Good morning from Nico and Steven. Happy Friday. Your answer to the question from the other day is we work at Premier Packaging Corporation in Henrietta as machine operators. Vibes are high. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Oh, hey, you two guys. Thanks for getting back to us on that. We couldn't wrap our heads around what
Max,
it is.
Max. Who's Max? Moose lost sleep over it for 3 days straight. So there's that.
Yes.
Happy Friday, Breezy and Moose. Becca from Warsaw here. Vibes are through the roof right now. Got married last weekend, and I'm looking forward to just a relaxing weekend at home with my husband.
Nice. What are you guys going to do?
Probably just sit. You know
yes.
How much energy it takes to plan a wedding? We just want to sit down.
We're just going
to
sit in a chair, and we're just going to sit.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are high. Everyone come out to Frequentum tonight at 7 in Canandaigua for their sausage eating contest.
That's so
happy Oktoberfest. Breezy, I know this is your worst nightmare, but it will be fun. Not a big sausage eater.
No, you're not. You never have been.
No, never will be.
You don't know what you're missing.
I'm good. Think so.
There's nothing like a little Italian taste of Italy in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not in my good vibes because my mom's supposed to be heading down to Charlotte right now. There's a hurricane, so don't love that.
Just her, not your dad?
Her and my aunt.
They're still going to go?
Oh, sure are. I'm like, I don't know if that's...
Well, here's the thing, Bruce.
Don't know if that's the vibes.
Wait, hold on one second. I got to check the Doppler here. So
classic.
Let me see. Hurricane Helene hits the south. It looks like it's starting to clear.
Fully.
Mix of sun and clouds. It makes landfall in the Big Bend area of northwest Florida. I think they may be in the clear. Fingers crossed. You know, time will obviously tell. But
well, my cousin's a reporter in Charlotte, and I just checked her Instagram this morning, and every road in the city's closed due to flooding.
So. Well, I was way off.
Yep. You're like, let me check and see what's going on over there. I'm like, I think they got it. I think they got it covered.
Okay. Let me stay in my lane here. 73 for the high today. We got to get into this big story of the day here. I tried to see if Breezy remembered this from 2022, and she does not. So maybe you don't either, but there was an EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital emergency room while she had a patient on the stretcher, and now she is absolutely furious over the punishment that the RPD detective received, the guy who handcuffed her. We'll tell you an update of everything going on with that coming up next for the big story of the day. Thank you guys for the vibes. It's Friday. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. The EMT who was handcuffed in the middle of Strong Memorial Hospital's emergency room while she had a patient on the stretcher is absolutely furious over the punishment for RPD detective who handcuffed her. And this is all coming out now after this took place back in July of 2022. So to catch you up to speed, you have an investigator by the name of Charles Latempio who will remain on paid suspension until March of 2025. And at that time, he will retire from RPD and be eligible to collect his pension, but will have his status as a police officer in New York State revoked. So Smith was working for Monroe Ambulance when she pulled into the parking lot area in front of the emergency and got out of the rig, is what they call it, to unload a patient. And she admits she accidentally dinged the door of Detective Charles Latempio's car with her door, but says it was extremely minor, and she also provided her ID, even though it was not her first priority, as you can imagine. She goes, my main focus at the moment was to try to get my patient inside the hospital so he could get the care that he needed ASAP. Rochester Police Chief Dave Smith suspended Latempio with pay a few days after the incident. Because, by the way, he's still continuing to earn his $113,000 salary for the past 2 years and 2 months while sitting at home waiting for disciplinary process to play out. So he followed her into the emergency room, borrowed a set of handcuffs from another law enforcer, and forcefully took her into custody. Smith said she was injured when she was shoved up against the desk and had her arms pulled behind her back. An internal RPD investigation found that Latempio violated 5 of RPD's general orders during the incident. Lack of justification, unnecessary and excessive use of force, failure to de-escalate, improper conduct, and failure to double lock handcuffs.
All so, because she hit his...
dinged his door. Smith's attorney...
With her door?
Yeah. And Smith's attorney, Elliot Shield, agrees. I think this case highlights the broken disciplinary process for police officers in Rochester.
You got a lot of other things to worry about besides that.
And Shields had filed a federal civil lawsuit against the city of Rochester in the Rochester Police Department on Smith's behalf. What she had to go through, and when you watch the video of her getting handcuffed and tossed around, I'm like, this is absurd. What is really going on here? Is that obviously that detective was going through something else because that was like just extreme because his door was dinged. Give me a break. And he handcuffed her right in front of the guy on the stretcher that she brought in. I mean, I'm like watching this video and I'm like, this is going to piss a lot of people off.
It's a tough scene for sure. Yikes. I think that's extremely dramatic if you ask me, but like,
a little over the top. So, more to come on that. But as far as the
I hope there isn't more to come. I hope they drop the case.
Well, like, I'm just saying though, as far as the disciplinary action that they took on this guy, it's not enough. And that's why her attorney decided to
wait,
file.
It's a guy or a girl?
It happened to a woman.
Okay.
She was arrested. Yeah. And her lawyer is now filing that civil lawsuit.
I'm so lost. It's so crazy. If I was arrested for every car I dinged, I'd be in prison. So there's that.
I think we're all aware of that. Yes, thank you. Coming up on the show, we have Jamie who will be joining us live, who just last week says she experienced a miscarriage and just wants to ask other women who have been through it, how were you able to get back to experiencing some normalcy in your life? If this has been something you have experienced and you've gone through, I mean, by all means, please feel free to call in and offer Jamie some support on how you dealt with it. 585-252-9800 is the number. We'll get her on the show with us coming up next. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We got a message from Jamie from Greece, who wrote in this week and agreed to come on the air and share her story. She's looking for some support from other women who have also experienced a miscarriage. And it's a hard thing to talk about. But the goal here, she says, is just to try and get back to that emotional everyday normalcy that just seems impossible right mm-hmm. now. If this is something you have also been through, feel free to call and offer Jamie some support. 585-252-9800 is the number. What are some things that helped you get through something difficult like this? Let's get her on the phone. Hi, good morning, Jamie.
Hi, Lucy Breezy. So thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for your original message and agreeing to come on.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. I had a miscarriage last week. My husband and I had two really dark days mm-hmm. grieving what we thought was the start of our journey to being parents, and fighting against what is probably completely irrational thoughts about what if we never get there, we never get to be parents.
Yeah.
So,
first off, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that.
I really appreciate that. We're just adjusting to the fact that this might take a slightly longer time. We had our 2 days of lots of grief, but we're not mm-hmm. there yet.
Right.
And I went back to work yesterday, so I'm trying to allow myself to get back to regular life.
Some normalcy.
Yeah. And I my biggest struggle, I feel like, is everything that I would care about right now in my normal life, work, stress, career ambitions, hobbies, even other relationships, my friendships, they just feel so trivial compared to the questions we were asking ourselves, it was just a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine that. Yeah. Nothing seems to really matter at this point right now.
Well, exactly.
How was your first day back at work yesterday? I'm sure you were just going through the motions.
Yeah, it was really weird because my husband was really cool. He sent an email to I'm not super close to my colleagues, but the one that I'm closest to, just to let her know what had happened so that I wouldn't have to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Just the whole everyone knowing but not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
Kind of all that was going on in a way. And that was interesting. I mean, it was sweet because people made such an effort to be kind to me without bringing it up.
Yeah.
But that was also really hard. And it was hard to just concentrate and focus on replying to work emails,
Yeah. It's consuming your every thought.
Yeah. And I don't know if there are other women out there who've gone through this. I'm just trying my best right now not to feel so alone. And my husband, is the best. I mean, we're really there for each other, but
mm-hmm. yeah,
I just,
Jamie, I can hear I can hear the struggle in your voice. And, I want to thank you for being brave enough to share your story this morning with us on the show. You asked the question, do other women go through this? Do other couples go through this? And the answer is yes. I think the difference between those women and you is you're willing to talk about it. And I feel from talking to people that have gone through it or know people that have gone through it, it's a really hush-hush topic. And you're grieving a loss and facing a battle that you don't really talk about with other people. I mean, maybe your spouse or your partner, whoever you're having this child with. But it's definitely this topic of, that happened and we'll just kind of move past it. And that's not really the case for everybody because you're literally grieving the loss of a child.
And it doesn't feel okay to talk about it. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. It feels like I'm the dark cloud in the room that everyone's trying to, like, ignore in a nice way. Like, they're being really nice about it, but it's hard. It's so hard.
100%.
Is it safe to assume, Jamie, you got a pretty great support system by you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm close to my sisters, and my husband is awesome, and
good.
I have, like, some close girlfriends who obviously know what happened, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of, it's more about, like, how can I be in the world with, I want to and I need to move forward, but it's
right.
hard to know how to do that right now.
Right.
So I'm just trying my best right now not to feel so alone, and I'm really sorry for such a heavy call. It's a Friday morning.
No, it's okay.
No, you're good.
Friday or Monday. I mean, life happens. But we're so sorry to hear about your loss. And I really do. I appreciate you calling in to share your story because it is relatable. And yes, other people have gone through it. And if you have, we'd love to hear your story. If you have any words for her, any advice on how to move past this, we'd love to hear from you. And Jamie, sorry, and thank you for the call. I hope you continue to just be around the people that support you the most right now.
Thank you so much.
Hang in there, Jamie.
I will.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Bye, Queen. A lot of texts coming in this morning. Thank you so much for being vulnerable. Sorry about my voice. As someone who's gone through something very similar, definitely start journaling. It's going to be hard and take some time, but it will get better every single day.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got a lot of texts on my end. Jackie said same thing. Journaling has helped me a lot. I would give it time, but I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. Had a miscarriage about 4 months ago, and I felt like this up until maybe a month ago. Alicia says, I honestly don't have a good answer. I've been finding when it comes to these mental battles in life, sometimes the only thing that helps is time. I don't think I'll be happy again until I'm pregnant, and then I won't feel at peace until the baby is actually in my arms, but I'm wishing you better days ahead. That came in from Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who else is here. Thank you guys for these messages. I know we appreciate it. Jamie does. I've had two losses, and I also don't have a great answer for you. I remember work feeling so insignificant and silly after what I'd just gone through, but sitting around the house feeling awful wouldn't make it any better either. The best thing you can do is give yourself a distraction, whatever that may look like to you, and find some time to journal and write down how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Journaling might be the best thing.
And counseling, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
talk to somebody.
Go see a therapist. Go, you know, even if it's just for a short stint, like, go get those emotions out. It's very important to do so.
And then let me go to Renee real quick, who said, good morning, guys. Please let this person know, Jamie, that called in, that eventually it will sting a little less and become easier to enjoy the things that you do day to day. Doesn't mean you won't feel sad still, but it does get easier. I have been through it myself. It is so extremely difficult, but I promise better days are ahead. Thank you guys so much for weighing in. Tough thing to talk about. I know it's Friday morning, but like I said, life happens and it is relatable and so many people have gone through it and they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate Jamie sharing her story. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.